ಶ್ರೀ ಗಣೇಶಾಯ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಸರಸ್ವತ್ಯೈ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಸದ್ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ ಸಮಸ್ತ ಜನಕಲ್ಯಾಣೇ ನಿರತಂ ಕರುಣಾಮಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಚಿನ್ಮಯಂ ದೇವಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಿತ್ವರಂ ಮನೋಜವಂ ಮಾರುತತುಲ್ಯವೇಗಂ ಜಿತೇಂದ್ರಿಯಂ ಬುದ್ಧಿಮತಾಂ ವರಿಷ್ಠಂ ವಾತಾತ್ಮಜಂ ವಾನರಯೂತಮುಖ್ಯಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮದೂತಂ ಶಿರಸಾ ನಮಾಮಿ ಸಂತೋಷಿಣೀ ಜಗನ್ಮಾತಾ ಮಮ ಸೌಭಾಗ್ಯವೃದ್ಧಯೇ ನಮಸ್ಕರೋಮಿ ಭಕ್ತ್ಯಾ ತ್ವಾಂ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನಾ ವರದಾ ಭವ. ಶಂಕರಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಂ ಕೇಶವಂ ಬಾದರಾಯಣಂ ಸೂತ್ರಭಾಷ್ಯಕೃತೌ ವಂದೇ ಭಗವಂತೌ ಪುನಃ ಪುನಃ. ಓಂ ನಮಃ ಪ್ರಣವಾರ್ಥಾಯ ಶುದ್ಧಜ್ಞಾನೈಕಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಿರ್ಮಲಾಯ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಾಯ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮುಕ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಸಚ್ಚಿತಾನಂದರೂಪಾಯ ವಿಶ್ವೋತ್ಪತ್ತ್ಯಾದಿಹೇತವೇ ತಾಪತ್ರಯ ವಿನಾಶಾಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಯಂ ನಮಃ. ನೀಲಾಂಬುಜಶ್ಯಾಮಲಕೋಮಲಾಂಗಂ ಸಮಾರೋಪಿತವಾಮಭಾಗಂ ಪಾಣೌ ಮಹಾಸಾಯಕಚಾರುಚಾಪಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ರಾಮಂ ರಘುವಂಶನಾಥಂ. ಸೋ ಮತ್ತ ಪರತರಂ ನಾನ್ಯತ್ ಕಿಂಚಿದಸ್ತಿ ಧನಂಜಯ ಮೈ ಸರ್ವಮಿದಂ ಪ್ರೋತಂ ಸೂತ್ರೇ ಮಣಿಗಣ ಇವ. There is whatsoever whom nothing is beyond me, whatsoever is beyond me, beyond me there is no other cause. That is the idea. In me my sarvamidam protam sutre paniganaiva, like a cluster of pearls strung in a one string. I am like that thread. In me, everything is strong. The same way, Paramatma is the unifying factor, the one homogeneous factor behind the entire creation. So to elucidate that, Bhagavan gave example, Rasohamapsukavanteya, Prabhasmi Sasishuryayoho. The sapidity, the taste in water is myself, the bright brilliance in the sun and the moon and the stars, that is myself. Pranavas sarvavedeshu, the Omkara, which indicates Bhagavan, that is in the Vedas, that is me, and sound, that is the inherent part of Akasha, that is also me. Like this he has given up to 11th verse. Balam balavatam asmi kamaraga vivarjitam dharma viruddho bhudeshu kamosmi bharadarshapha. So the strength in the strong people, free from desire and attachment, and the dharma aviruddho bhudeshu, and kama, the desire in all of us, which is unopposed to adharma. So this is the statement Bhagavan made. Now, having said that, the conclusion, echaiva sattvika bhavaha rajasat tamasaschaye matta evetitan vidhi natvaham teshu temayi. Echaiva sattvika bhavaha ರಾಜಸಾ ತಾಮಸಾಶ್ಚೇ ಮತ್ತ ಏವೇತಿ ತಾನ್ ವಿಧಿ. ಸೊ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಭಾವಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರಾಡಕ್ಟ್. So these products are born of sattva, rajas, tamas. So sattva, rajas, tamas means, see, generally, tamas, people, the product of tamas is all animals. The lower creatures are called tamas, born of tamas. Now, even the animals also, there are sattvic animal, rajasic animal, tamasic animals. That is that way also. So cows are considered sattvic animals. And tiger, lion and all that, they are considered rajasic animals. Then water buffalo, hippopotamus, they are all considered tamasic animals. So generally tamas is predominant, then they become animals. Then rajas predominant, we become human being. We are all human beings, are all rajasic amsha. Yeah, that's why we are all very active, hyper and ambitious. We want to do, you know, nowadays they want to do 10 things at one time. They consider it is highest efficiency, like stockbroker and all that. So that is rajas. Then sattva predominant, they become devatas. Yakshas, kinnaras, gandharvas, etc. They are all sattvic predominant. So these all, but all of them are born of me. And in the plants also they say sattvic, rajasic, tamasic plants are also there. So once you know this Akbar was walking with Birbal. And Birbal saw this tulsi plant and then he just prostrated. And Akbar got so angry, why these Hindus, they pray to all these plants and all that. What kind of people? So he pulled that tulsi and threw it. Then Birbal didn't say anything. After some time, they continue walking. Then he saw this poison ivy. There also he prostrated. Akbar got so angry, he pulled that also and threw it. Then afterwards he started scratching all over his body. He said, Birbal, what is this? He said, see, first one was mother. She is very compassionate. She doesn't do anything. Second one is father. So he punishes you. Oh, now what is to be done? Cow dung. A drop like cow dung. This is. So even plants also, there are sattvic plants, rajasic plants, tamasic plants are also there. You know rajasic plants. What are they? Jalapeno. And these small chilies, you know, kandari, that one. They're all rajasic plants. So like that, see, all the product that you see in the form of plant, animal, human being, devatas, all of them are born of this sattva, rajas, tamas. They all came from me. Mattaha eveti tan vitti. They all born of me. But natvaham teshu te mai. So Bhagavan says that even though they are born of me, but I am not in them, te mai, they are in me. Now, how is that possible? Bhagavan, everything is born of you, you say, but you should have some connection, at least some ownership. See, like children are born of us, we have the ownership, these are my child, you know, that kind of thing is there. But Bhagavan says, no, even though they are born of me, but they are in me, but I am not in them. Now here, one point Bhagavan is making it clear. The idea is that Lord is not dependent upon the objects. The objects are dependent upon Paramatma for their existence. The ocean is not dependent upon the waves, but waves are depending upon the ocean for their existence. So this is the point Bhagavan is making here. He is free from all the objects. Now if you go deeper into the topic, then that the objects are only appearance, they have no real existence. Therefore, it cannot be counted as number two. So if you count it as number two, then only the problem is. But here, all the entire creation is nothing but name and form. The name and form has no independent existence. Like pot has no independent existence apart from the clay. Therefore, clay is not dependent upon the pot, but pot is dependent upon the clay. In that respect, Bhagavan says, they are in me, I am not in them. Okay. Now, then continuing. Tripir gunamayai bhavaihi ebhis sarvamidam jagat mohitam nabhijanati mamebhyah paramavyayam. Tripir gunamayai bhavaihi ebhihi sarvamidam jagat. So the whole world, sarvam idam jagat. Idam jagat means this world. Whenever we say this, that is coming under world, creation. Idam jagat. So all these are three kinds of object. So sattvic object, rajasic object, tamasic object, or rasattvic, rajasic, tamasic creation. Prakriti's constituents, all the objects in this creation is the constituent of these prakriti's three constituent, that is sattva, rajas, tamas. Everything that you see in this world is a combination, different combination of these three gunas. In some, sattva may be predominant, some rajas predominant, some tamas is predominant. That is all the difference. Mohitam nabhijanati. And why Bhagavan is telling that? Mohitam, because of these three gunas, the whole world is deluded. And mamebhya param avyayam. Na abhijanati. They do not know, they don't recognize me who is beyond. So Maya, who is Trigunatmika Maya, she never allows anyone to go beyond her. So that unless you go beyond her, you will not be able to appreciate that Paramatma. So Satchidananda Sarupatma is beyond Maya, and unless you go beyond Maya, you will not be able to appreciate it. Therefore, people get deluded. Deluded means she entices you. See, Maya don't think that there is some entity sitting there and governing you. Our local representative Maya in each individual is our mind. The mind is the one that deludes us because it has a tendency to take you away from the truth. So let us say if you are sitting down and meditating to find out the truth, discover the truth, to recognize the truth. At that time what happened? Mind gives you some distraction. If you are chanting Bhagavan's name, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, suddenly mind will remind you, Shiva Ramakrishna, his daughter's wedding, laddu distributed, was very tasty. I don't know from where he got it. Next time when I meet him, I should make sure I get the telephone number, email. Like this, the mind start thinking. So this is called distraction. Mind gives you. And not only that, it distracts you, But it paints the picture also. It magnifies. So if you suddenly a thought comes, faluda khayenge, you know, suddenly a thought comes, mind projects. And the faluda, the how many type different places you ate faluda, all the documentary will come in the mind. The pictures come. And the fragrance, the size, the color, the taste, the aroma, everything the mind produces. And once that happens, what happened? You can't think of anything else. What is Om Namah Shivaya you are chanting? Nothing. You forget that. You get up. It make you get up from your seat and take the car key and drive the car and go to the shop. Buy faluda. Then only it will stop. Isn't it? So this is the nature of mind. Maya. Maya's local representative is our mind. Our mind never allows you to go beyond her. She will put a stop all the time and tempt you with different things. And the mind knows your weaknesses. Whatever be your weakness, it projects you, it magnifies you. And we get carried away in fraction of a second. It is not, you don't even need a second. In fraction of a second, it carries you away. So this is what Mohitam Nabhijanati Mame Bhyaparam Avyayam. That is why this mind is to be slowly, slowly tamed, disciplined. Only then you will be able to go across. Otherwise, our mind become an obstacle. That's why Uddhared Atman Atmanam Atmanam Avasadayet Atmaiva Khyatmano Banduhu Atmaiva Ripuratmanaha. Your mind is your enemy. Your mind is your friend. A disciplined mind is your friend. A indisciplined mind is your enemy. The enemy is not outside somewhere. Enemy is within us only. And who is that enemy? Our own mind. An indisciplined mind is our enemy. Who is the enemy? The one who put you in trouble, isn't it? Give you trouble all the time. An indisciplined mind give you trouble. Because of what? Impulsive thinking. And reactive mind. So most of the time, we react, we don't act. So this reactive mind, what happened? It put you into trouble. Suddenly somebody says, you are a fool, and then you have to improve upon that. If I am a fool, you are an idiot, you know, something like that you have to say. So then what happened? That fellow is a karate fellow, black belt, he gives you one, and then you become chutney masala and all that. So that is the problem. So a disciplined mind immediately think, what is the point telling this fellow reacting? You walk away from the situation, so that no calamity is happening. So here, Mohitam Nabhijanati, the mind deludes us and it takes you away from the path, the higher path. That's why Bhagavan said, Ravana Maharshi said that, Kriti Mahotato Patanakaranam Palamashashvatam Gati Nirothakam. So this Moha is the one put you into Maha Udati Kriti. The karma, it makes you do something, and that action will lead you to another action, that will add to another action, so it will multiply. And then what happened? Your attention is totally diverted, and we will not think about the Lord, think about the spiritual path. We will fall from that spiritual path, and then we justify, Swamiji, in this modern time, this is not possible. We have a plan. We have a time management situation. So we are all, we manage our time and we decided after retirement, we will start spirituality. Spiritual life. 100%. Swamiji, after retirement, I will come to you. And Swamiji is waiting. Okay, now you are got, children got married, everything is settled now. You are retired, why don't you come? Swamiji, just now only they married. Let us see. I want to see the grandchild. Then I will come. Okay, grandchild also come. Then why don't you come? Then they will say, grandchild, just now I have not enjoyed the child. So please give me some time to enjoy the child. So that is also done. Then also, there will be some excuse. I want to see her getting married. So that another one. So like this, it keep going. So it happened to me once. I went for somebody's house for bhiksha. So this man, young man, he invited me, and then his wife was cooking and all that. And this his father was there. So 87-year-old man, and the boy said, "See, Dad, now you can ask any question you want to Swamiji now, because food is not served. So there is some time. So they have to make use of it. So anyway, you have to earn for your lunch. So I have to work." So he said, "Okay. Ask me a question." I was thinking this 87-year-old man will ask me something very profound. How to gain moksha and things like that. And I was ready with Tattvamasi Mahavakya and all that to Upadesham. But what happened? He got up and then with the shivering lips and the tears coming down from his eyes. And he said, "Swamiji, I have only one desire." "What is that?" "That's, I thought at least one desire he has got. I want to see my granddaughter getting married. Then I can close my eyes." Think about it. I said, "See, marriage will happen according to their fate. If they are destined to get married now, they..." "No, no, no, Swamiji, I want to see her married while I am living." That's the thing. So this is the thing. So even at that age, that desire is not gone. So apne apne prarabdh ke jise hone do, let it happen, whatever that. I have seen everything, I have done everything, I have done my duties. So let me think about what is next. There is Paramatma. That should be the thought. No. So this is called moha. So this mind deludes you, take you away from the path. And continuing. Now this is a most famous verse. Everybody quotes that. Daivi hesha gunamayi. Mama maya duratyaya. Mame vaye prapatyante. Maya me tam tarantite. Esha maya. This maya. Gunamayi maya. Gunamayi means endowed with these gunas, satrajas, tamas. Daivihi. Daivihi means dependent upon Daivam, God, Paramatma. Maya is not, has no independent existence. She can exist only when Lord is present. So the power of Maya is because of Paramatma. So she is not Swatantraha, she is Paratantraha. So she is not independent, she is dependent upon the Lord. So Devi Hesha Gunamayi. Then Bhagavan says, Mama Maya Duratyaya. My Maya is difficult to cross. Duratyaya. Bhagavan, you yourself say it is very difficult to cross. Then how can we people like us can cross Maya? Mama Maya Duratyaya, difficult to cross. But Bhagavan says, there is a, see, first he says it is difficult to cross, but he gives a solution also. Mame vaye prapatyante maya metam tarantite. So the one who surrender to me, then they will be able to go beyond maya. See, Mahatmas gives very beautiful example. They say a fisherman takes his net and go to fish in the sea. So what they do is they enter into the sea. They stand up to the waist deep water. Up to the waist, they go up to that. Then carrying the net. Then what happened? They throw the net. And they will catch those fishes which were away from him. And those fishes were around his feet. They will not be caught. The same idea Bhagavan says that if you go away from me, you will be caught in the snare of Maya. If you are at my feet, the snare of Maya will not touch you. Like that fisherman. So mame vaye prapatyante maya metam tarantite. So one who surrendered to me, to the Lord, this is the technique difficult to cross Maya. So in Narada Bhakti Sutra also there are so many kastarati Maya. So the question is asked, who crosses Maya, who crosses? So there are so many things are given there. So, but so many practices were given there. But here Bhagavan is summarizing. So bringing down all practices to one main thing, that is, mamevaye prabhatyante maya metam tarantide. So one who surrender to me. Now the question is, what is surrender? See, the problem is, we hear surrender, surrender word, but then the question is, who is to surrender what? You know. So that we say the ego is the one to be surrendered. Now, see the practical difficulty. Now, ego has to surrender at the altar of the Lord, isn't it? Huh? The one who has to surrender is ego, and that ego will never give up. Once you surrender, what happened? He is afraid that he will lose his identity. See, we all want to keep our identity, isn't it? Hey, I am so and so. I am wife of so and so. I am husband of so and so. I am daughter of so and so. I am an engineer. I am a doctor. I am a professor. I am a professional. Whatever the identity that you have, you want to keep it. That is our ego. And you are telling that totally I give up my identity. This is called surrender. You think our ego will do? Never. That's why in Aarti time also you say, no, tan mane dhan sab sab kuch hai tera, tera tujhko arpan kya lage mera. So this body, this mind, this intellect, this ego, my dhanam, my wealth, O Lord, it is all yours. And tera tujhko arpan, whatever that is belonging to you, I am giving it to you. Kya lage mera, there is nothing left for me. This is total surrender, isn't it? But then what happened? Next day also you tell the same thing. Tanamana dhanasap. So Bhagavan is confused. How many tanamana he has got? Yesterday he surrendered. Means what? You did not. You didn't give anything. You are threatening the Lord, I am going to give you. That is all. We take it back. So the surrender happens. Surrender is not an act. Surrender is an awareness. What is that awareness? That the Lord is behind me. The Lord is above me. And He is the one who is looking after me. This appreciation comes, then what happened? The false identity will go. If He is taking care of me, why should I worry? We are taking charge of everything. That is why the problem. Ego doesn't give up that easily. There is one Kama Gita in Mahabharata. Kama Gita says the ego will put up fight till the last moment. Whatever you get, ego will take charge of it. See? See, if you are a yogi, he will say, I am the best yogi. Who is equal to me? Nobody is better than me. If you are a scholar, then he will say, I am the greatest scholar. Even in spirituality also, Swami, also there is ego comes. Yeah? I am most popular Swami. And then I have that Swami is useless. Like this, there is always a comparison comes. Means what? Ego will take charge there also. It's very difficult to erase ego. So unless the ego realizes that there is a Paramatma who is beyond me, who is above me. So this thought has to be there. Only then surrender will take place. Otherwise, surrender is only a word. We will not be able to surrender. So Devi Hesha Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratteya. In Vedanta, the word Maya is used to solve a problem. Okay? When they look at the world, they don't know what is the cause for this creation. So they put the cause as Maya. And once they discovered what exactly the cause, then Maya also disappears. Until then, Maya becomes important. It's like a mathematical problem. When you don't know the answer, what you say? The answer is X, isn't it? So, like in the classroom, the teacher says, there is a basket full of the bananas or oranges or apples, whatever it is. So a basket full of apples are there. Now each one of you take four apples and I take 8 apples. What is the total number of apples in the basket? Now the children are angry. Why we are only getting 4 and she is getting 8? But then she will say, let us say total number of apples in the basket is X. Then there are 30 children in the class. Each one of them take 4. So 30 multiplied by 4, 120, plus the teacher 8, 128. X is equal to 128. Then what happened? X disappeared, isn't it? This is how. Same way, the world, when we look at it, we don't know the cause, so we assume the cause is Maya. Then once the cause is realized or discovered, then what happened? Maya has no existence. Understood? Very good. I'll give you one more example. There was an old man living, he was a problem. Dead also, he became a problem. He wrote a will and he had 3 children. Olden days, the wealth is always in the form of cattle, animals. There's no bank balance and all that. Banking was not there those times. So how much cattle they left? Now, this man was very rich. He had 17 elephants. So each elephant cost a lot of money. Nowadays, lakhs of rupees, you have to 12 lakhs, 13 lakhs, 14 lakh and all that you have to pay for one elephant. And that's why in Guruvayur, there's a temple called Guruvayur in Kerala. People used to pray that I will give you one elephant. Then what happened? Now Devaswam doesn't accept elephant. Because all these people dump the elephant there, then they have to take care of the elephant. You see, they have to employ people, and maintaining elephant is not easy. And now they don't accept. They said, you give the money, that's it. Put the money in the hundi, that's better. So this person left 17 elephants. Then he wrote a will saying that the first son will get half the elephants, half the 17 elephants. The second son will get 1/3. The third son will get 2, 1/9 maybe. Now problem is how to make this half of 17. And each one want full elephant, not half. If you cut the elephant into half, who wants that half? Dead elephant. Nobody wants that. So they start fighting each other. Then finally they went to this old man's friend. He was a village munsif. So he looked at the whole thing. He said, okay, no problem, we will solve the problem tomorrow. So he asked all of the 3 boys to line up the 17 elephants. After giving bath, they were all lined up. And he brought his own elephant, you see. he drove his own elephant and parked among the 17. Now how many are there? 18. So he asked, what is your share? Half. So half of 18 is what? 9. So he took his 9 and went off. Then he asked the second son, what is yours? 1/3 of 18 is what? 6. Take your 6. Take. Walk. Then what is the third son? 2. Isn't it? You take your 2 and go. Now how many elephants gone? 9 plus 6 plus 2. I don't think you need a calculator for that. 17 elephants. Accounted. Then his elephant, what happened? He took it himself. And that 18th elephant was brought to solve a problem. That is called Maya. Understood? So Maya is brought to solve a problem. Once the problem is solved, Maya disappears. So that's why Yama Sa Maya, that which has no real existence, is called Maya. But it appears it is there. As long as the problem is not solved, we think it exists. That is the problem. So mama maya, that's why mama maya duratteya. If you are within the spell of maya, it is difficult to cross. But the one who surrenders to me, mamevaye prapatyante maya me tam tarantite, Bhagavan will lift you. Deshamaham samuddharta mrityu samsara sagarat bhavami nachirat parthas bhayaveshita chetasa. 12th chapter Bhagavan is going to say that. Now continuing. Namam duskriti no mudha. Prapatyante naradhama. Mayaya apakritas jnana. Asuram bhavam ashrita. Duskritinaha, papakarinaha, the evil doers, sinners, the deluded, do not surrender to the Lord. Namam duskrit prabhatyante narathamaha, the base, the lowest among men, narathamaha. Mayaya apahrudat jnanaha, mayaya apahrudat jnanaha. So, whose knowledge is deprived due to maya. Maya has taken away, stolen away. There, viveka shakti, viveka buddhi. Because of maya, their thinking is totally opposite. So, they are called asura, as evil doers, duskritinaha, mudaha, prabhatyante naradhamaha, mayaya apahrudajnanaha. They are called asuram bhavam ashridaha. So this is the seed for 16th chapter. Devasura sampat vibhaga yoga there. Bhagavan is going to elaborately discuss what is asuri sampatti and what is devi sampatti. But here Bhagavan says asuram bhavam. Now, asura doesn't mean that he has got some tail and then, you know, two horns and like that. Coated, booted person also can be an asura. Asura means asusu visheshu ramante iti asuraha. The one who always revels in sense pleasures, he is called asura. Okay? Because after what we have for breakfast, okay, breakfast is over. Then what we have for lunch, that is over. Then what is for the snack in between? Then nowadays they say that 5 times, 6 times you should eat. A small meal, they say. That is more for dieting and what is that, slimming and all that. You know, they discovered that if you give too much gap, then what happened? You eat too much. Because the stomach think that you will be starved, so they keep on eating so many and store the food. And when the food is stored, that is how obesity and all that they discovered now. So they advise now small meal. That's why Chinese, you see, they eat small meal, but all the time they eat. In the midnight also, if you go, they are eating. So, but that's why they are very slim and all that. Maybe that must be that is the secret they discovered long time ago. So this person always thinking about one is physical joy, another is mental entertainment also. Continuously thinking about konsa picture dekhenge, how to entertain myself. So he become a member of all the clubs. All the, what do you call, the TV also, all cable TV, everything is there. Sun TV, that TV, this TV. Every serial he watches. And he cannot sit quietly without getting entertained. See, if that thing is available, party vitti hote ke nahi idhar. So we will look for some party and then go and entertain himself. This type of mind is called asuric type of mind. So a person who has completely sold on to sense pleasures, they are for gaining pleasure, they will do anything. They will break all laws also. And whether it is dharmic way or adharmic way, it doesn't matter. I want to fulfill my desire. So this will be the thinking, though become duskridinaha, evil doers. So duskridinaha, narayanam, duskridinaha, papakarinaha, mudaha. The one who is evil doers, they fall from their glory. So there are certain, as a human being, there are certain humane qualities are there. They will forget that. They fall from their own dignity and status of a human being. That is called asuri bhavaha, asidaha. Then Bhagavan is going to analyze. Not everybody is not like that. There are some good people also in this world. Who are all they? Chaturvitha bhajante maam. Jana sukriti norjuna. Artho jitnya surarthaarthi. Jnani cha bharadarshabha. It is a journey of a sadhak is given here. All of us, 98%, we start with what? Artharthi. Why we go to temple? When we go to temple, what we ask Bhagavan? We have a list. Bhagavan, you know my son. He never studies properly. But make him pass, you know. You are omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. You know everything. You are sarvasaktiman. There is nothing that you cannot do. You know, there is a verse in Hanumanji, Asadhyas Sadhagaswamin, Asadhyan Tavakimvada, Ramadudam Habaho. Matkaryam sadhaya prabhu. So you are, there is nothing impossible for you. So please do my work. So this is what we ask, isn't it? This is called artharthi. Whenever we want something, we will go to Bhagavan. And that particular problem is over, then we don't go to temple. We are not bhaktas, isn't it? It's called pseudo bhaktas. So whenever we are in trouble, we go. Artharthi. So that's why they say they, when you are sick, we try, what is that? Allopathy. Then homeopathy. Then sympathy. That also doesn't work. Tirupathy. So this is how it goes. So whenever we are in big trouble, we try everything. But nothing works, then we seek Bhagavan's help. So artharthi. Then artharthi slowly become converted into a jitnyasu. Because whenever he pray to the Lord, and suppose the priest tell you perform this particular ritual, your desire will be fulfilled. And when he performs that rituals, his problem gets resolved. And many times when it happened, he develops a curiosity. Hey, who is that Lord who is fulfilling my desire? I want to know more about it. So the artharthi become a jitnyasu. Jitnyasu, mitnyadam vichuhu jitnyasu. He wants to know more about that Lord. And when he comes to know, he exposed to the teaching, and he comes to know more and more about the nature of that Lord, then he wants to see him, he wants to experience him, and that urge in him become intense. That person is called Arthaha. That eagerness, like Swami Vivekananda, he was asking everybody, have you seen God? Have you seen God? You know, that is called Artha Bhavaha. And only when he saw Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, he could answer him, yes, I see him more clearly than you. So then he was convinced. So that Bhavaha, that is called Artha Bhavaha. Chaturvita Pachante Mam Jana Sukhrudinorjunaha Artha Jitnyasu Arthaarthi Jnani. Then what happened? Once he comes to know the truth, he becomes Jnani, wise man, the knower. He who knows the truth, Varda. So these are the four type of people devoted to me or come to me. Chaturvitha Bhajante Maam. These are four type of people worship me. Bhajante. Bhaja, sevayam. So one meaning is worship. Another meaning is seek. Third meaning is enquire. serve also, serve. So that's why in Bhaja Govindam, Bhagavan use three time bhaja. Bhaja Govindam, Govindam Bhaja, Muthamate, Samprapte, Sannihite, Kale. Nahi nahi rachati dukran karane. So Shankaracharya like person, for him language is like plastic in his hand. There is no dearth of vocabulary in his brain. Why did he use three time bhaja? So there must be some meaning. So one bhaja means to serve. One bhaja means to seek. Another serve the worship. Bhaja means worship. So bhakti, karma, jnana. All the three paths. So one who, whether you are seeking Bhagavan through bhakti yoga, or you are seeking Govinda through karma yoga, or you are seeking Bhagavan through jnana yoga, all the three are okay, but as long as you seek Bhagavan. So that is the meaning here. So here, Bhajante Maam, the one who seek here. Bhajante Sevante Maam, it is said. Sevante. So serve. Chaturvidha Bhajante Maam Janaha Sukhrudinorjunaha. Bhagavan says they are all Sukhruti. They are all noble people. Here, just because you are going to temple and ask of him something, Bhagavan doesn't condemn you, okay? All of them. Now, among these four people, Bhagavan says, Tesham Jnani Nitya Yuktaha. Eka Bhaktir Vishishyate. Priyo hitnyani no tyartham. Aham sacha mama priyaha. Tesham jnani nitya yuktaha. Eka bhaktir vishishyate. Among these four, jnani, priyaha, Jnani is priya to me. Why? Aham sacha mama priya. I am exceedingly dear to the knower. He is dear to me. And among these four, why? Because he is nitya yuktaha eka bhakti hi vishishyate. All these qualifications are there. He knows, Jnani means the one who knows the truth. And later on he is going to say that Jnani and myself, there is no difference. So that Jnani, Nitya Yuktaha, integrated. Yuktaha means integrated. Nitya Yuktaha means ever integrated. With what? With Bhagavan. And our problem here is what? Non-integration. Our mind and intellect is split. There is a dichotomy within us. When the mind says something, the intellect says, shut up, it's not possible for you. When the intellect gives you higher, lofty ideals, then the mind says, you will not be able to do it. It discourages you. So this split is there all the time. Continuously we are facing. This is called Mahabharata war. It is not outside, it is within our own mind. We are fighting this war continuously. Every time you want to make a decision, you see, your intellect brings out all kinds of logical points. Then the mind say what? Nothing doing. Your logic doesn't work. I am a very pragmatic person. I like practical things, so I will go for it. Like this you will say. So this continuously, buddhi and mind, this takobar is a problem. But a jivan mukta purusha or a jnani whose mind intellect is together, there is no conflict. And that both of them, all the mind, both mind and intellect is completely absorbed in Paramatma. So that's a Nitya Yuktaha Eka Bhaktir Vishishyate. Bhakti devoted to, exclusively devoted to that Ekam, that is Bhagavan, that one truth. Vishishyate Priyohi Jnaninotyattham Aham Sajamava Priyaha. So I am exceedingly dear to Jnani. And he is dear to me. The Jnani loves me, I love him. That's the idea. Now he says, Udara sarvaye vaite. Jnani tvatmaiva me matam. Astitasahi yuktatma. Mame vanutta mangatim. Udaraha sarva. Sarvam evete udaraha. All these four people are noble people. Udaraha. Udara means utkrishtaha. Noble. Now, Bhagavan is not condemning because you are approaching him asking for something. And actually, Bhagavan is so happy that you have come to me finally. He never condemns you. Okay? It's something like a father has got four sons. One son is helping him in his business. Another son is a professional. Third one is started his own business and doing good. The fourth son is a dropout. And whenever he never, you can never see him at home. He's always out. And whenever he wants some money, he will call his father. That is also once in a month or once in 2 months. And when he calls his father, father of course get angry and all that. But then finally what he will ask, how much you want, isn't it? And father is happy to send him money because he is happy that he is asking me. He is not borrowing from somebody else and putting me into shame. At least he is coming to me and asking me. So that is the nature of Bhagavan. Bhagavan is our father. So don't hesitate to ask him. But only thing that once you ask for life. Okay. Don't keep on asking him every time, little bit, you know. Don't do that. So don't nag him. So once you ask him, once you get him, whatever that you want, asking in one stroke, all your problems should be resolved. That's why when we started practicing meditation, you know, we used to think, suppose Bhagavan appears, what will we ask? And he is only 1 minute. In one breath, you have to ask. Otherwise, it disappears. So we used to think, so we want happiness, we want wealth, we want health. All these things, but health, wealth, happiness, all the three put together, in one stroke you have to ask. And suppose we forget to what to ask, then write it down, you know. So get up from the meditation seat and write it down, and then again go to meditate. You think Bhagavan will come to such people? Never come. So Bhagavan is happy to bless us. Don't hesitate to go to him. Don't hesitate to ask of him what you want. I don't ask Bhagavan. That is also in another ego. You know why our Sudama suffered? See, Sudama was a great devotee of Krishna. But even though he was the greatest devotee of Bhagavan, but he suffered poverty, isn't it? Why? Because the answer is, he had this little ego that I don't want to misuse my friendship with Bhagavan. See, that's what it is. I don't want to ask him. It is only when it is too much, his wife prompted him to go. He himself did not initiate the journey to Dwaraka. His wife urged him. And that is why he went. And even then, after going there also, he could not ask Bhagavan. But Bhagavan, seeing the condition of him, blessed him. You remember that joke, you know, see. This Sudama, when he went to see Bhagavan, he didn't have anything to carry with him. So he asked his wife, how can I go to see my friend without anything in my hand? So she went around and bought some poha, you know, this, flattened rice. And tied it because she didn't have a, you know, gift packet or something. Gift wrap was not there. So she tore her own sari, end of the sari. And then wrapped it in that. And this man, he was not like a dressed up nicely and all that. He didn't have kuchela, means what? Very poorly dressed person. Very barely dressed, that's what it is. And he kept it in his armpit, because that was the only place you can keep. There's no hold all, nothing like that. There's no side bags, nothing. So what happened when he went there? He was amazed at the prosperity of Bhagavan's. He was in the 7th floor. And Bhagavan saw him standing outside the gate. He ran from the 7th floor and embraced him. And the Kuchela was so embarrassed, but because he was sweating. And this Bhagavan is well-dressed, silken cloth and things like that. He was feeling miserable. But Bhagavan bodily lifted him and took him to the 7th floor, made him sit on the beautiful seat. And his wife Rukmini was fanning him also. Not only that, he did Pada Puja, washed his feet, and drank that water, asked everybody to drink also, and sprinkled everywhere. And he started, because of his joy of seeing his childhood friend, Bhagavan started talking about this Gurukula Vasa, what we did, what are the mischiefs we used to do, how did we did that, how did we do that. They were started engaged in the big conversation. And suddenly Bhagavan remembered, hey, did you bring anything for me? And Kuchela was trying to, Sudama was trying to hide it because he saw the prosperity there. And compared to that, what is this little thing that I brought? He didn't want to give him because he was so ashamed of himself. And he was trying to hide. And you can't hide from Bhagavan. And Bhagavan discovered that he pulled it from his armpit and opened it. When he opened it, he saw the condition of the wrapper. That cloth, it is so old. And it seems that is the time he saw tears came to Bhagavan's eyes. And he took one handful and put it in his mouth. You know, in Kerala there is a called a temple. There is something called Kuchela. Kuchela Vrtha. Sorry, not Kuchela Vrtha. No, it's called something called storyteller. So Chakyar Gurtha. It's called Chakyar Gurtha. So Chakyar is the one who tells stories in Malayalam. Very beautifully he tells. Very humorously also he tells these Purana stories. So he was telling that when he took that one handful of this poha and put it in his mouth, the salt was perfect, it seems. Because, you know, all the sweat has gone into. You know, that taste, you know, you can't imagine. With all the hygienic way of cooking and with the gloves and things like that, you people don't enjoy that. Real. You know, in Kerala and all that, or Madras, you go after the second show, on the roadside, they will give some food, you know. What is that? In Bombay, there are some golgappa and things like that, then pav bhaji. It's all on the road. So cars will be going, everything will be going, the dust will be coming, everything will be mixed in that. And that taste is totally different. Kerala, I have seen those people, the second show comes, you know, the dosha, they make, their hand has gone inside that mouth, and they mix it and then take it out and then put it. But the taste of the dosha, you can't compare. When you make at home, it's very highly hygienic, so it doesn't work. So that Kuchela had this particular problem. Sudama had this problem. I don't want to ask. That kept him, became poor. See, but that ego should not be there. That subtle ego was there. That's why he suffered. So one should not have that reservation also. If you want something, who else can you go to? Bhagavan is the one who can help you. So you should easily approach him. So he will not condemn you. He will not ask you, why did you come now? You never thought of me so far. Now you want something, you have come to me like this. He will not complain. That you have come to me, Bhagavan is happy. And whatever that is the reason, doesn't matter to him. You have come to him, Bhagavan is happy. So that's why Bhagavan says, Udara sarvaye vede. But among them, jnani idu atmeiva me matam. But jnani and myself, there is no difference. The one who knows the truth, he becomes the truth. So the Lord, the knower of truth, becomes the truth. So jnani tu atmaiva me matam astitas sahi yuktatma Mamevan Uttamam Gatim. That Yuktatma, here again, with the integrated self, he has rooted, resorted to me alone. The goal without peril, Uttamam Gatim. Uttamam Gatim, Anuttamam Gatim, Gantavyam, Brahmapadam. So, with a mind concentrated on this knowledge, he strives to reach me, the Supreme Brahman, the goal without parallel. That ultimate goal he resort to, therefore he is dear to me. Now, once more, the Jnani Punarabhistuyate, the knower of truth is again praised. Bahunam Janmanamante. Jnanavan Mam Prabhatyate. Vasudevas Sarvamiti. Samahatma Sudurlabha. Bahunam Janmanamante. Jnanavan Mam Prapatyate. At the end of many births, man of knowledge reaches me. Vasudevas Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlabha. Realizing that Sarvam Brahmamayam Vasudevas Sarvamiti. Such a person is very rare indeed. Sudurlabha. Durlabham is enough, but Sudurlabha added one more the superlative. It is very, very rare, extremely rare. What? So, Jnanartha Samskara Ashrayanam Ante Samapto Jnanavan Prapta Paripaka Jnanaha. So, Prapta Paripaka Jnanaha. So, Paripaka Jnana means maturity in knowledge. Knowledge alone is not enough because people have got the ability to memorize. If you have the ability to memorize, then what happened? You will be able to learn all scriptures. Scriptural knowledge alone is not enough, but you have to assimilate that knowledge. So otherwise what happened? What happened? See, our Gurudev used to give an example. In this country, husband goes to work. Most of the time, wife is at home, taking care of. Nowadays, that is called, what is they call? Politically correct word, homemaker, isn't it? Housewife, nowadays, nobody says. Homemaker, okay, good, whatever it is. So, but before he start from his office in the evening, he gives her a call. Honey, I am coming. I'm starting now. I don't know, whatever is called, honey or whatever. Just giving you an example. Now, so that she will calculate the time and she can warm up the food and keep it ready on the table because he will be very hungry. At the office, they don't get time to eat because most of the time, lunch, what did you have? I had a bite, you know, that's the same. There's one bite only. Because you can't eat serious food and then you'll go to sleep. That's, you can't sleep in the office, so they barely eat. And they'll be definitely hungry. And one husband one day called his wife, "No honey, bini, nothing. I am coming." She understood. He must have had a bad day today. So he is angry with his boss or angry with somebody or colleague. Whatever it is, it's in a angry mood. So she understood. So she decided that I will not give him any chance to explode with anger, because he wants some outlet for his anger, you see. Most of the time when you are angry, what happened? You cannot get angry to the person who made him angry because he is your boss, so you can't get angry. So what happened? Come home, you get angry with your wife. The wife cannot do directly, so what she does, she get angry with the child. The child cannot do anything, so he get angry with the dog. And the dog cannot do anything, dog get angry with the person innocently walk into your house. This is how the chain reaction, isn't it? Goes like that. So this person came, the way he banged the door of the car, and then he threw the suitcase and she caught it. So he didn't want to lose it, because then that will become an outlet for him to get angry. So she held it. And then he said, what immediately he wants some tea as soon as he come. And the tea was kept, and then something to eat also, bhajia, you know, like eggplant bhajia, it was kept there. He liked it. So she made it taja taja, very hot. And then he sipped the tea. And he got an outlet now, because when he sipped the tea, there was no sugar. Chini nahi. That was enough for him. And he burst out one wave of, you know, abuses. What is this? You don't even know how to make tea. And she was sthitapratnya, you know. She has studied Bhagavad Gita, second chapter. Dukkheshu anuktiktamanaha sukheshu vigataspraha vita raga bhayakrotaha sthitatir muniruchyate. Balanced mind. And she said quietly, chini dale hai. Sugar is put there. What do you mean sugar is put there? I am blind or what? Don't you know that? Then as he was cursing her and getting angry with her, he was stirring it. And after stirring it, second wave of abuse is also gone. He became calm down now and he drank the tea. It was perfect. And this is what Gurudev says, in our khopdi, like the cup, the cup is like our skull. In this, we have collected, what is that? Informations. Unless we mix it, the sugar is collected, unless the sugar is mixed with the tea, you will not enjoy the tea. The same way, the knowledge is collected like the sugar, you put it in the khopdi, but unless it is mixed and assimilated and become your personality, you will not enjoy the teaching. The teaching will not transform you. That inner transformation has to take place. Otherwise, we will be carrying the load of knowledge. It is something like a donkey carrying gold biscuits. You see. For him, he has no value for it. He thinks it is only a weight for him. The same way, this maturity is very important. That's why Bahunam Janmanamante Jnanavam Mam Prapatyate ज्ञानार्थ संस्कार आश्रयाणाम अंधे समाप्तो ज्ञानवान् प्राप्त परिपाक ज्ञानः माम वासुदेवम प्रत्येगात्मानम प्रपद्यते कथम। सो प्राप्त परिपाक ज्ञानः, सो वन हू गेन दैट मैच्युरिटी इन अंडरस्टैंडिंग, दैट पर्सन हू अप्रिशिएट्स व्हाट द एंटायर क्रिएशन इज भगवान हिमसेल्फ। वासुदेवः सर्वमिति स महात्मा सुदुर्लभः। सच ए पर्सन इज वेरी रेयर इंडीड। एलियर इट वाज सेड मनुष्याणां सहस्रेषु कश्चित् यतसिद्धे तदामपि सिद्धानां कश्चित् मां वेति तत्त्वतः। थर्ड वर्स वी सॉ दैट द सेम भगवान इज प्रेसिंग हियर दैट ज्ञानी द सुदुर्लभा मनुष्याणां सति इति उक्तहम्। देयर इज नन लाइक हिम और एक्सेलिंग हिम, हेंस इट इज एक्सट्रीमली रेयर। सो दिस महात्मा बहूनां जन्मनामन्ते, मेनी लाइव्स प्रैक्टिसिंग तपस। दैट्स व्हाई द क्वेश्चन वाज आस्क्ड इन द सिक्स्थ चैप्टर आल्सो, दैट अर्जुना वाज आस्किंग ए पर्सन हू प्रैक्टिसेस मेडिटेशन स्पिरिचुअल प्रैक्टिस ही सिंसियरली अंडरटेक्स बट ही हैज नॉट रियलाइज्ड द ट्रूथ इन बिटवीन ही डाइज व्हाट हैपेंड टू द सोल आफ्टर डेथ व्हाट एवर द एफर्ट दैट ही पुट फोर्थ विल इट गो वेस्ट। देन भगवान से नहि कल्याणकृत्कृत्य दुर्गतिं तादगच्छति प्राप्य पुण्यकृतां लोकान् उषित्वा शाश्वती सभाः शुचीनां श्रीपदांगेहे योगपृष्टो विजायते। सो दे सेड नो द कल्याणकृत्कृत्य दुर्गतिं तादगच्छति, वाट एवर गुड डीड्स दैट ही हैज डन it will never go waste. His tapas or his practice of meditation, whatever that he has practiced, that will never go waste. Next life he will pick up. Shuchi naam srimatangehe. He will be given a noble family to start with. From childhood onwards, he will be able to practice it. अथवा योगिनामेव कुले भवति दीवताम्। और इफ ही इज 85% प्योर, ओनली 15% वासनास लेफ्ट, देन सच ए पर्सन विल बी बॉर्न इन टू सम योगीज फैमिलीज विच इज वेरी रेयर इट इज सर। फ्रॉम देयर ही विल पिक अप एंड कंटिन्यू हिज जर्नी। सो दैट्स व्हाई बहूनाम जन्मनामन्ते। सो इट्स नॉट वन लाइफ रिजल्ट ऑफ वन लाइफ। So that's why some Mahatmas, when they are born Mahatmas, like Ramana Maharshi and all that, childhood onwards, he showed that ability to meditate and absorb himself. That means what? He must have done tapas in his previous lives. As a result of that, this life, it was easy for him. So all these great Mahatma story, if you look at it, childhood onwards, they are practicing this. That means what? It is a continuation of his practice from the last lives. This for bahunam janmanamante jnanavan mam prapadyate. So little bit of clearance was necessary, that was done in this life. So what is his understanding? The entire vasudeva sarvamiti, vasudeva kutumbakam. So this entire creation is Bhagavan, Vasudeva Sarvam Iti. Ya evam sarvatmanam mam narayanam pratipatyate samahatma. So such a person is considered Mahatma, great person. Now suppose a person failed to understand this, what will happen to him? The fall. The rise is given, now the fall. What will be his fate? I'll tell you tomorrow, okay? What happened to him? Tomorrow we'll see. ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி.